Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, we have Eddie and Jenny of Giving Words. I believe they were here last September, I believe. And there were two shows done on them. And so this weekend, I've brought them back. They're going to talk a lot about what they did in 2018 and the time that they've been busy. And from what they tell me, they have been quite busy with Giving Words. So I can't wait for you all to hear about everything that they're doing and everything that they're planning for the future as well, and how God's brought them to just such an amazing place and where he's going to take them in the future. So without further ado, Eddie and Jenny, how you guys doing today?
Doing all right. Thanks.
Good to have you guys back. So for any of our listeners that may not know, because I think it's been since, I think it was October mm-hmm. of last year since we've had you, what is Giving Words and how did you all get started?
Giving Words is an organization that helps single struggling mothers in the Central Virginia area. And so we just operate as liaisons to various organizations, or we help them directly through supplying clothing, supplying car care, or even at times giving away cars. And so, but we want to be able to just help them facilitate their enjoyment of their children, because we know how hard being a single mother is.
Yeah.
So it started probably back in 2008. We were in Honduras on a missions trip, and I saw a child going through a dumpster to get his necessities for the day. And in Honduras, if you teach a child English, it basically moves him from poverty to middle class. And, you know, Jenny's an English teacher and has friends that are English teachers as well. And so that's where the Giving Words name came from. Because if we could actually give him words of English, then we could move and change his circumstance. And then when we got back to the States, different things in our lives, different valley experiences just limited us from being able to go back to Honduras. And we had a young single mom, ask us to be step-in grandparents for her child. And so we kind of began doing that. And that's where the vision for Giving Words kind of molded into single moms, just based on Jenny's experience being a mom, you know, a single mom for 11 years. And then also she comes from multiple generations of single moms as well. And so that's where it kind of developed and began at that point.
Okay. So you guys, you were sending me emails since we last talked, and you guys have been up to some amazing things. So how was 2018 for you guys, and I guess the first part of 2019?
Well, looking at just kind of looking at what we did last year, we were just truly blessed. We kind of really exceeded all of our expectations of the impact that we would have. And we've, you know, first started with Giving Words. We were just kind of working and trying to help as many people as we could. And then when we got to the end of the year and started looking back at everything that actually happened, it was kind of amazing to see that come together and just what the Lord did through that process. You know, last year we were able to give away four cars. We had planned to maybe give away two. We're able to facilitate four Christmases. We had planned on possibly two. We're able to repair two homes, and we had allocated to repair one home. So we exceeded there as well, and we did 10 repairs last year on 10 different cars, which was really neat for us. And then in 2019, we've repaired 11 cars so far to date. And last year, for the 12 months, we only did 10. And, you know, we're in the fourth month of this year, and we've already repaired 11 to this point. And we've given away one car, and we've got two more coming up.
Nice.
So we're going to exceed what we did last year in both those categories, which is really neat.
That's amazing. So what you guys had talked a lot about this partnership that you all had going on. I don't want to spoil it. Yeah. I want you guys to be able to talk about it, but tell us a little bit about that partnership and how it's allowing you guys to kind of reach out a little bit more into the community.
Right. Well, we've got different partnerships. We've got probably about 18 now, and they vary from AutoZone to Enterprise to consignment shops, Hey Gorgeous, Louisa Presbyterian Church, Mechanicsville, The Point, church out of Charlottesville, The Journey Home, which is another small nonprofit that's down in Louisa that's dealing with housing as well. And some of the stuff we started with was doing the cars, and what we realized with the car repairs that there were other needs as well, and some of the majors is clothing, car repair, and housing. And with the clothing, we ended up partnering with Hey Gorgeous Boutique out of Louisa. And basically, any woman in Louisa can go and donate their clothes to Hey Gorgeous and ear tag it for Giving Words. And then when those clothes sell, it funds a Giving Words account. And then we're able to give our mom vouchers so they can go in there and shop. And the idea with that is for them to be able to experience, you know, the process of going shopping in a nice, presentable shop and have that opportunity to do what we all have the opportunity to do and to have that experience. So that was a really neat partnership that developed that kind of handles those clothing needs. And then a branch off from that was Louisa Presbyterian Church, which is right down the street. They had done Calvin's Closet, which was kind of a clothing exchange in 2014 and 15. And they did a flapjack dinner for us and a fundraiser. And while we were there, we got to talking, and they were wanting to know what our needs were. And we had been getting clothing in from our moms, but just didn't have a way of distributing them. And so we developed a partnership with them to distribute these clothes for children, strollers, walkers, clothing for children, toys. And so basically
mothers,
yeah, we'll have a play area for the kids to play while the moms shop. Career corner where moms can go and pick out things for
business attire.
Yeah, business attire. And then and also creates community as well for these moms to be able to have these relationships and go in and out of there. And so that aspect is neat, and that they can kind of get their clothes from Hey Gorgeous and then just walk right down the street and get the necessities that they need for their children at the same, you know, right there in the same same location. And so that's pretty neat.
So I want to circle back a little bit, because last time you guys had talked about your partnership with like the CTE program, and I'd love for you guys to talk a little bit more about that because of what you had been telling me that you all are peripherally going into. So what is kind of your partnership with the CTE program?
Yeah. So the partnership with the CTE program, what that enables us to do is just utilize the students for repairing cars. And just to tell you about the latest thing that we did, the last car we gave away, we were able to take the mom into the school, and the kids, you know, worked on the car for probably about 2 or 3 weeks. And part of the aspect of the CTE program at Louisa County High School was to be able to give that car to that mother, but then also do her hair and nails while she was receiving the car. So we kind of had a straight through process where we used multiple programs in the high school. And that was a really neat aspect to see that mom, you know, get this car for her that really helped her out greatly. And then to see her pampered after that, having her hair and nails done, and for her to feel important. So that was a neat aspect for us. And the CTE program has really helped us reduce our car expenses just as far as repairs, anywhere from 60 to 65%, which has enabled us to help more mothers by being able to have that reduction in labor cost, and has allowed us to have a larger impact. And so that's been great for us as well. And then the neat aspect for me is to watch those children to see how important it is for them to see what they're doing, that they've, you know, they've worked and toiled over this vehicle, and then to watch them be able to give it away and to see the effect it has on that mother and see the effect that it has on that child, the child bouncing around in the seat of this car they just got, and just the excitement and just the aspect of what it does, just transportation does for this mom. You know, it enables her to take her children to doctor's appointments. you know, the one of the cars we gave away that we went through that process of having our hair done and everything, she had emailed us back, and she's like, one of the greatest things is I was able to take my son to see family for Christmas where otherwise I wouldn't have been able to. And so I think it's a lot of things that we take for granted that we don't really see that goes on in the background, and to be able to get those stories back really makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
A few years ago, Louisa County High School received, I guess, a grant from the state of Virginia to expand their CTE program. And so that happened a few years ago, and then Eddie has forged a solid relationship with the director that they then hired, named Bo Bundrick. And so Louisa already has the opportunity to kind of expand their CTE program pretty significantly, because that's, of course, a concern here now in the state of Virginia. So we're looking at other ways that we can utilize the program rather than just using the car program, and because we have a solid carpentry program. And so we're praying about, as you referred to, about how we can provide not just affordable housing for these mothers, but kind of the permanent leg up in home ownership. And one of the things that we're just currently praying about and talking about with the CTE program at the high school is the idea of tiny houses and having a tiny house community where mothers can live and support one another, and even possibly incorporate the elderly into that, because that is part of the vision eventually. And so, and Louisa County High School is prepared to work with us when God puts those pieces in place. And that's kind of been what's been happening all along, is that God has just been giving us a vision, and then we just pray over it and wait for things to come along. And then certainly, you know, funding has come, or partnerships have come, or volunteers have come. And then, of course, along that side, we're having, you know, more mothers come who also so need help. So we're learning more about the need amongst single mothers.
And the thing that's been neat for me is just watching God work and us just being his hands and feet. We started collecting clothes and from these moms as they wanted to basically pass it on to other moms that may need it. And I'm sitting here with all this stuff, and I'm wondering, you know, the trailer's getting full. What are we going to do with this? And then God opens the door just miraculously, and we have this whole program now with distribution and volunteers and staff to run it, and it just all fell into place. And so a lot of times I always feel like I'm kind of looking at the back of the cross stitch, and he's got the plan laid out, and I just have to take that next step. And there's been many a times along this journey with Giving Words that I have went, you know, Lord, you know, what do I need to do next? And I take that step of faith, and then I just watch him work. And it's like, you know, well, and then I can look back and go, well, what if I hadn't have done that? One of the things that was neat for us recently, we were at Peace Lutheran Church over in Charlottesville, and we went to go hear a band play, and just great voice and just really neat music. And I just had a prompting to approach the band and just say, you know, would you guys be willing to write a song for Giving Words? And so we actually have a song in the works for single moms that will be centered around that, and that the hope in it and the struggle that goes along with that, and it'll be put to music. And so what if I hadn't had the prompting, and what if I hadn't acted on that? So it's been a lot of things like that have been small steps. But if those small steps don't happen, and I'm not walking in faith, then those big things are hindered. And what I know is that God works in the impossible, and I have to let him work in the impossible and just be the hands and feet and continue to trust him. And not look at it from my own fear, like, you know, should I really step out and say this or ask this question? And it's like, yes, I should. I should ask it in faith and leave this in God's hands and let him continue to build and grow this. And so it's been neat to look at, you know, just 2018 and the impact that we had. We just recently had a Giving Words picnic where we got all of our moms together. And we've got, you know, kids running around playing together and kind of creating a community for these moms, and they're exchanging phone numbers. And that part's been really neat too, that they can kind of lean on each other as well.
And I love, you know, what you were talking about with the tiny house community, because when you had kind of presented that idea to me, I loved that whole community aspect, because every time I get someone in here who talks about single moms or single parents in general and, you know, things like that, or they're in the motel community and things like that, it's always they need someone to watch their kids. You know, and they can't always do the things that they need to do because they have to take care of their kids. And so I love that you guys have this idea for a community full of people who are basically there to say, we'll be the other half to help.
Right. And the thing that I look at with you look at with a single mom is she has to bear that full load financially. And the vision that I have is to be able to facilitate in a way that she's comfortable sitting in the floor playing Legos and coloring and engaging her children, opposed to being under the water all the time. And kind of what we see for the community is that with churches involved, that creates the community that they can be connected to. And so having churches in different areas that these moms can connect to, that we've built relationships with, that know about Giving Words, knows about the program and what we're trying to do, and kind of can visualize that vision. That if we get a mom in a certain area and we say, hey, you know, you can go to this church here, and they'll be, you know, welcomed, and they kind of know where they're coming from, and they can kind of link into that community, because that's where they're going to get that strength.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, one thing that you had presented to me when you guys first got here was, you had kind of taken like one of those Dave Ramsey,
yeah,
sheets and worked out the numbers and things like that. And these, I don't do numbers. So I was wondering if you could kind of explain a little bit, what about what you researched kind of drives you towards that goal of how you want to be able to help single moms?
Right. So basically what I did is Jenny and I did our Dave Ramsey class, 4 or 5 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I just watched the Lord so many times just take us through experiences, whether they're positive or negative, to grow us and make us more like Him. And so we take this class, and then after that, I was at an inner council meeting in Louisa, and they presented a budget for a survival budget for Louisa, and it's based on just barely making it. No savings, no money for clothing, nothing like that. And they've got a single adult, married couple, one adult, one school-aged child. And what really caught my eye was the one adult, one infant. And so for the survival budget for Louisa, it's $40,956, which is about $20 an hour. And what that gives that individual for housing, it gives them $693 for housing. Child care, it only gives them $826. And then transportation, they have $403. And that's based on our survival budget. And so basically what I did is I took those numbers and ran them with actuals. And so a single mom working at about $13.30 an hour, getting about 31 hours a week. A lot of places are holding the 31 hours so they don't get benefits. She makes around $21,967 a year. And this is a mom. This is actually one of our moms in the demographic for her. She has two children. What are the ages?
3 and 1.5.
Yeah, 3 and 1.5. So she's on right at 22,000. And with social services, the cutoff point is $21,330. So she's over that benchmark, and so she's not able to get any assistance. And what we're looking at is, based on that budget, she only has $366 for rent, and you can't rent anywhere in Louisa for that number. For transportation, she has $201.63, which, you know, if you're looking at $25 a month and $25 a week in gas, and then insurance, she's well over that number. And then if you look at clothing, she has nothing for clothing. And so what ends up happening is debt begins to accrue. And you're looking at anywhere from 15 to 18%. And so at some point that ends up snowballing, and then you end up with an activating event is what we're seeing, which is an expense of $500 in excess. And then at that point, everything kind of comes crashing down. And so that's why Giving Words is kind of looking above that poverty line. And the mothers that are stuck there in the middle that don't have any assistance at all that are trying to figure this out. And that's where the Hey Gorgeous idea came from, as far as working with a consignment shop and creating that program, working with the CTE program and developing that relationship, and then also working with the CTE program with this housing aspect.
Yeah.
Because if we could take care of those three things, you know, we all know that they're underwater. And what can we do to create a light at the end of the tunnel? And some of the stuff I look at is, at some point, a single mother, when the numbers continue to not add up, and if they don't have family support or church support, at some point they realize there's no light at the end of the tunnel. And then we get into other things as far as alcohol, drugs. You can end up with foster care and just a cascade of other things because that support's not there. And it's trying to facilitate us going down those other roads and trying to offer that, you know, the helping hand and the support system. And a lot of our moms, you know, some of them we've, you know, helped with $85 and got them over the hump, and give them that hope and that connection that they know that they can call us and we'll be there to try to help them navigate it.
So we are coming up on our time. So what are some ways that our listeners can get involved, whether it's through volunteering, anything at all that they can do to help?
So we come up with this a program that we're working on right now for 2019, which is Power of 10. And so if we have 100 people given $10, that basically will fix 25 cars. And so they can go to the website. They can. I've had some people mail us a check for $120 to the P.O. box, which takes care of the whole year. I've had some people sign up through PayPal, which you have to create an account, but they donate $10 to $15. They just kind of pick the number, and they do that monthly, which supports us. And then churches, you know, if we had 10 churches given $100 a month, that doubles that impact. And then if we had 10 businesses doing the same thing, it triples the impact. And they can go to the website and donate directly from the website, mail a check if they want. So that's support. And then also volunteers helps as well. And then
specifically volunteers in Louisa County, since right now we're finding that what makes sense is to minister locally and to set up that process there. And then once we have it set up well in Louisa, and then if we had other people who are saying, hey, we'd like to have this happen in Orange County or in Spotsylvania County or in Fredericksburg, then we would eventually try to set up a similar program there. But then there are a few things like, you know, people who are willing to be advocates, whether they're lawyers or even like legal assistants who have some understanding of law. Like we've had, you know, have women who have to go to court all by themselves because, you know, they obviously can't afford things. People who are willing to do job training at some type of reduced cost. We have, for example, we have one volunteer who will train girls to be personal care assistants so that if we can get job training so that they are making more than $13 an hour working at a job that's largely unskilled labor. And then in Louisa County, just, you know, people who are willing to mentor, people who are willing to, you know, keep children. Like in Louisa, it would be a much broader volunteer base because of the mothers that were taken care of are right there. And so because we are getting to the point that we're going to have to start creating a volunteer base because it's getting too big for the few of us that are actively working.
And our hope is to be able to take the systems and processes that we're creating and the partnerships, and I'm currently working on developing our partnerships and what different areas these partners are in, so we can take this and mirror it and do it in other locations as well. Because, you know, if we have a partner church, we have a CTE program, we've got a consignment shop, and kind of what I envision Giving Words, not reinventing the wheel. You know, I don't need to be a consignment shop because they're already a consignment shop. So why not just utilize the ones that are already there? You know, I don't need to be a repair shop because I've got repair shops. And we've got, you know, summer's coming up and the school's going to be closed. And so we've got partnerships with Trinity Auto Repair and also Tires Unlimited to facilitate through the summer.
So one last question for you. And I know I asked this the last time you were here too, but I've heard so much mission and vision from you guys that I want to ask it again. Why does what you do mean so much to you guys?
As Eddie referenced, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about my experience as a single mother. And I have a degree. I have a full-time job. But when any of those emergencies came, if I didn't have a community to rely on, then I wasn't going to survive that emergency. I wasn't going to have a well because my well was going to stay broken, you know. And I had, you know, the family and the community to take care of that. And ultimately, we just want to see people connected, that we're connected digitally, but we often are not connected face-to-face. And that's really when compassion shows up, when you see that person and you talk to them and you spend time with them and watch them love their children. And so just as I had a community, I want to give that community to the women around us. And sometimes they're women that I've taught. Sometimes it's, you know, someone that I've never met before. But the group that Eddie was talking about that are going to write the song, their name is Homestead Collective. And I, before we went, I just played one song. I was trying to convince him to go to the concert. And there was a line in the song that said, "We were made to be broken bread and poured out wine." And I just was so struck by that, because that's what I had even asked the Lord when I went through these troubles, is like, please use them. Don't let them just be the wounds that I have taken on, but rather, as you heal me, may I be an instrument to heal other people. And understanding that my brokenness is to be poured out, like he was going to heal me and then he was going to have me pour out into my community. And so it just, and then there are so many single mothers. Like every time I talk to someone, I ran into a girlfriend of mine or a colleague of mine from years ago, and we got to talking. She asked what I was doing, and I told her, and she's like, you know, I was a single mom my whole life, and I saw that in the newspaper, and I was just wondering how I can get involved, and I know that she'll be such a great resource. And so I just am really encouraged that we have this opportunity to just take the hurts and pains that we've experienced and identify with people who are going through these things. Because like I said, you know, almost half of our mothers at some point or another are in the position of being single and not having enough support. And so we want them to understand that the church and the community and individuals are there to reach out and walk with them. And we're really enjoying doing it. That picnic that we just had the other day was just delightful, to watch all of these children and their mothers enjoy each other's company and enjoy their children.
I went to 2019 Impact Nehemiah event the other week, and a single mother actually spoke. And she spoke about not having community, not having connections, not having the money to stay in Charlottesville, and having to move out of Charlottesville for lack of support. And I'm sitting there in the audience just hearing that, and I'm seeing it every day, looking at it. And, you know, and she was speaking in front of 2,000 people. And so it was interesting just to hear that. And then for me personally, just looking, you know, looking at the children, looking at the mothers, and I'm a numbers guy, and I'm looking at these numbers, and I know it's impossible. And I know through Christ, everything is possible. And he works in the impossible. And what I look at is this situation for a lot of these single moms is an impossible situation. And it's something that's very difficult, that directly affects their children and directly affects them. And I'd like for them to be able to enjoy life and enjoy things a lot of us enjoy that others don't. You know, part of our vision is to be able to partner with amusement parks and be able to, you know, promote and give tickets for a mom to be able to take her children to experience something that they may not ever get to experience. And the thing that's been amazing to me, like, you know, Jenny talking about, you know, letting me listen to the music and go to that concert. You know, what if I hadn't went to the concert? What if I hadn't asked the question, you know, would you guys be willing to write this song? You know, and so it's just neat that Homestead Collective is open to that vision and open to writing that song based off that prompting. So it's just been really cool.
All right. Well, thank you both for being on the show.
So glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Yep, thank you.
Well, as I said, you can go to givingwordsva.org, find out all about how you can get involved. You can find out about their future vision, get in contact with them, find out every way that they are helping mothers in their community, and just how they plan to enact some of those plans for the future and how you can get involved with those plans. So go online and check them out. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivefits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, at positivefits.org. This show will be posted on our website, yourper.com. Just go to resources at the top, and you'll be able to select Community Matters, and it'll be the first show to appear. And I'll also include the link for Giving Words in that posting as well, so you'll be able to go online and find out everything that you need to know about Giving Words. You can re-listen to the show, share it with a friend, anything at all. So go online and check it out. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Community Matters, and I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their weekend, and stay safe on the roads.